Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. Today, we're diving into something that's probably bugging you right now, distractions at work. Seriously, who doesn't feel like they're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? That email notification pinging, your coworker popping by with a question, or even just the irresistible lure of social media. It's enough to make your brain scream for a vacation. But hey, we're not here to dwell on the struggle, we're here to conquer it. We're going to equip you with some serious strategies to tame those distractions and become a productivity powerhouse. Trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll feel like you've got laser focus back in your arsenal. So buckle up, grab a cup of coffee, or maybe even a power nap if you're already feeling overwhelmed, because we've got a lot to unpack. Here are 5 key strategies that will help you manage those work distractions like a pro. 1. Time blocking is your best friend. Ever feel like you're just reacting to emails and tasks instead of actively working on your priorities? That's where time blocking comes in. It's about scheduling specific blocks of time for certain tasks, kind of like creating mini deadlines for yourself. Imagine dedicating a block from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. solely to tackling that big project you've been putting off. Bam! Suddenly, you're making progress instead of just hoping to squeeze it in between other things. 2. The power of no. I know, saying no can feel like a superpower that's hard to activate. But seriously, learn to politely decline tasks or requests that aren't essential to your current workload. It might seem counterintuitive, but saying no to some things frees up valuable time and mental energy for the stuff that truly matters. Think of it as an investment in your focus and productivity. 3. Minimize your digital distractions. Let's face it, our phones and computers are like digital crack these days. The constant notifications, emails, and social media updates can wreak havoc on our attention span. So, set boundaries. Turn off non-essential notifications during work hours, schedule specific times to check your email, and consider using website blockers to prevent those tempting rabbit holes of internet browsing. You'll be surprised how much more productive you become when those distractions are out of the picture. 4. Take strategic breaks. Ever feel like pushing through even when your brain is fried? Turns out, that's not the most effective strategy. Taking regular breaks can actually boost your productivity and focus in the long run. Step away from your desk, go for a quick walk, do some stretches, or even just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. 5. Create your ideal work environment. Your workspace plays a huge role in your ability to concentrate. Make sure it's clutter-free, well-lit, and comfortable. Add some personal touches that inspire you, plants, artwork, motivational quotes, whatever helps create a calm and focused atmosphere. Okay, so imagine this. You're working on a crucial presentation due tomorrow. The pressure is on, and your inbox is overflowing with emails. Your phone buzzes with notifications, your colleagues are dropping by for quick chats, and the temptation to check social media is strong. Suddenly, you remember all those strategies we just talked about. You block out specific time slots for writing and researching, politely decline non-urgent requests, turn off unnecessary notifications, take short walks between tasks, and even put on some calming music in your workspace. As a result, you're laser-focused, making steady progress, and feeling confident about delivering that killer presentation. Boom! So remember, managing distractions at work is a skill you can master. By implementing these strategies, you can reclaim your focus, boost your productivity, and become the ultimate work champion. The key takeaway here is that it's not about eliminating distractions entirely, because let's be honest, that's impossible in today's world. It's about becoming more aware of them, setting boundaries, and creating strategies to navigate them effectively. Now go out there and conquer those distractions with newfound confidence. And before you head off, do me a favor. Share this episode with your friends, colleagues, or anyone who could use a little help focusing. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.